The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf He. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ainu Nishmat Mor Zekini Yosef Ben Tzara, Ve'marat Zekinati Yafa Bat Tzara, Ve'Avraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenechem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema. Moshe Ben Dina Tzara, Ruhama Bat Rechav, Esra Bat Rechav, Echem Mordechai Eliyahu. מרדכי סמח בן מזל אלא רפנה להם אלא רפנה להם אלא רפנה לפת הנפש ופת הגוף ופתם קרבדו וכן ינסו ונאמר אמן. We are on דף דל רמוד בית, and we begin four lines from the bottom. תנן המביא גט במדינת הים ואין הוא יכול לומר בפני נכתב ובפני נחתם. A person, let's say, brought a gift from Medinat Hayam, from overseas, and for some reason, which we'll see immediately, he was not able to make the declaration of Bifanai Nechtav, or Bifanai Nechtam, that it was written and signed in front of him. Yesh Alav Eidim, if there's Eidim that are signed on the document, on the gift, Yitkayim Bechotamav. So then you just have to verify the document, having people come and testify that they know that the signatures are true. Which means, if the Shaliach himself would be able to say Bifanai Nechtav, that itself is a verification. According to the opinions that say that the reason why we make a Bifanai Nechtav is in order to verify the witnesses on the start to say that they're really who they are, and that the get was written, and if it's not a forged document, so therefore, no problem. But this witness could not, this Shaliach did not say Bifanai Nechtav, so the only option is you have to find other people that are going to come along and verify the honesty of the witnesses. Look at Rashi in the bottom. Yitkayim b'chotamav yavo'u ha-makirim ha-hatima v'kashet. Let the people that know the hatima, and they will make it kashet. So the Gemara says, Mai ve'enu yachol lomar. What does it mean that the Shaliach was not able to say b'fanai nechtav? Why wasn't he able to say it? So the Gemara says, Ilema Hiresh. Maybe you'll tell me, because the guy's a Hiresh, the guy's a deaf mute. That's why I can't say it. But that can't be. Hiresh bar etuye gitava. Can a Hiresh bring a get? A Hiresh cannot be a Shaliach to bring a get in the first place. Ve'atenan, hakol kishirin navi et a get, chutz me'hiresh shotev katan. Which means we know that a katan, who's a minor, who does not have da'at, as well as a Hiresh, they cannot be agents. So then you cannot tell me the case is a Hiresh. What's the case? Ve'amar of Yosef, hakem ma'askinan, kigon shenatnu la kishu pekeyach, ve'lo speak lo amar b'farai nechtav b'farai nechtav, which means he brought the get. So he was a good, he was a piker, he was wise, he had intelligence. Right? And what happened when he brought it, he gave her the get. But at that moment, he became a Hiresh immediately. He became a Shoteh immediately. So he didn't have the ability to say Bifanai Nechtab, Bifanai Nechtam. So the Shilihut was good because he was a piker. But before he got a chance to say Bifanai Nechtab, Bifanai Nechtam, he became a Shoteh. Oh, so now already the question is, what does he do? So the Gemara says you have no choice, but you have to verify the witness's signatures through somebody else. So the Gemara says, Lerava Niha, Lerava Kasha. According to Rava, it's very good. Because let's review it and get clarity. The whole purpose of saying Bifanai Nechtav, according to Rava, is to verify the witnesses. Because if the husband's going to come along now and Me'arayed, that means if the husband's going to come along and question and say, oh, the get is a forge, so you're going to need to have proof that the witnesses over here are legitimate. The problem is when you send a get from Chutz La'aretz, there's not too many people that travel between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, so you're not going to have anybody that's going to know the signatures. So therefore the Shaliach, by making that declaration, I was there, I saw them sign it, he verifies it. So therefore in this case over here, if you can verify the signatures in another way, the get will be kashir. But according to Rabbah, it's not going to help. Because Rabbah's concern was that the people in Chutz La'aretz, they don't have a right to get Lishma. They don't write the get with the right kavanah. And therefore, it's not going to help you to prove the witness's signatures. Bottom left, the get was not written in the Shema, you have a problem. Which means Rabbah's reason is, what's the reason why you have to say Bifanai Nechtam, Bifanai Nechtam? Because by that, the Shaliyah is saying, I was there, I saw that the get was written Lishma. What does Lishma mean? That they wrote it for the name of the lady that's written in the Shtar. She's getting divorced to Matilda. It's to Matilda that we're talking about, not a different lady over there. So therefore, by proving the signature's handwriting, that doesn't prove anything. So they signed it, but they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't do it Lishma. So therefore, this is a question against Rabbah. Gemara introduces a new concept. This is talking about after the people in Chutzlas learned the law. It seems there were two parts of history. There was a part of history where they didn't know, and then later on they learned. So this Gemara is talking about over here, after they learned, so then you don't have to be worried about the Lishma issue. So the Gemara says, what do you give me a case of an Enu Yachol, of a guy that couldn't say Bifanai Nechtav? Even in case we could say it, if it's after Shalamdu, give me a regular case. A regular Shaliach comes along after they learned the laws, he didn't have to say Bifanai Nechtav anymore. What did you have to give me a concoct me a case where you have a guy that came and now can't say it, and was oh, don't worry about it, he doesn't have to say it anymore because anyway they learned, they know the laws. Give me a regular case. A Shaliach that comes from Hotzla Aris, he doesn't have to say it because bottom line they learned. So Gemara says, Gezerah Shema Yazor Davar Lekil Kulo. Oh, the rabbis made a gezerah. You know what? They said, we don't want to change our original law because we're worried it might go back to its old state that they're going to forget. So therefore, we want to keep the law that they always have to say Bifanai Nechtav. So the Gemara says, Yache Enu Yachol Nameh. Well, so if that's the case, that you're worried about that they're going to go back to the old situation. So even in the case of an Enu Yachol, like this case of the Bikel that became a Shoteh, we should also say that the get is not good because bottom line, we should be concerned that it's going to go back to its old way. They're going to forget the law of the Shema. So Gemara says, "Pikeach v'netchadesh milta delo shchicha, u'milta delo shchicha lo gazur berabbanan." We have a general rule on things that are not so prevalent and so common. The rabbis don't make a gezerah. The rabbis don't make such a decree, which means like this: what are the odds that this happens so common that a pikeach is going to come and before he gave the get? The guy became a shoteh, and if he wasn't able to say, it's a rare case. So in this case, over the rabbis will say, since it's lamdu, since we're talking about already the period of time where they know the halachot, so you know what, and this guy over here will let the get go through. But on a regular guy that brings a get, on him, even though it's after that the people learned the halachot, we're still going to put our gezerah and say, you got to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai natam, which means I'm only going to make a gezerah on a prevalent case, but I'm not going to make a gezerah on a case that is not prevalent. Also, that Gemara comes along and says, va'isha delo shchicha, a lady being her own shaliach to bring a get. Now that's possible. A husband can appoint a lady to be her own messenger to bring the get. Now how's that possible? He gives her the get, and let's say Chutzla Aris, and tells her, I want you to go to the Beit Din in Jerusalem, but you're not divorced until you get there. So she's actually carrying a get as the messenger, and then when she gets to the Beit Din in Jerusalem, the get is valid. But a lady that brings a get, she also has to testify b'fanai nechtav, like it says, "V'tnan ha'isha atzma mevi'a gita." The lady herself can bring the get. Ubelvad shetziricha lomar b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. Now, even though we're talking about again the period of history where they learned already, so the people in Chutzlas know the law of lishma, and a lady bringing her own get is very rare. And you told me that in rare cases the rabbis don't make a gezerah. So why they make a gezerah that they stop to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav by the lady? So the Gemara answers, "Shelo tahlog b'shlichut," because bottom line, we don't want to make a chiluk between when a shaliach is sent to bring a get. Because if you're going to start to say that a lady doesn't have to say b'fanai nechtav, they're going to come to do that a man doesn't have to say b'fanai nechtav. Even though you're right, the case is not prevalent, but in regular agents that are being sent, that are regular, that have competency, and they're able to. To talk. In those cases, we're not going to make a chiluk. We want them to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. And as a matter of fact, even by a shot, by the pikeach case, we want him also to say b'fanai nechtav, but he can't. Which means really, we don't want to make any chilukim. Shot tachlok. Even though you're right, it's after the time where the people in Chutzlas understood the laws of the Shema. So therefore, technically, b'fanai nechtav, you don't need anymore. The rabbi says, you know what? We're not changing our law because we're worried it might go back to its original way. We're going to forget the laws of the Shema. So therefore, everybody has to say b'fanai nechtav. And you know what? Even the pikeach that became a shoteh, we'd want him also to say b'fanai nechtav. Well, he can't. So he can't. So what are you going to do? But otherwise, all cases are going to have to say, if you could say b'fanai nechtav, you have to say it. And if you don't say it, the get is not going to be kasher. Or iache baal nameh, So if that's the case, even when the husband brings his get himself, let's say the husband comes from Medinat Yab to deliver the get, we should make him also say, Mifanay nechtam, fanay nechtam, if you're concerned about these gezerot. But we have a bright that says, Hu atzmo shevi gito, the husband himself that brought his get, and sarich lama fanay nechtam, fanay nechtam. He does not have to say these words. So comes the Gemara and says, well, obviously, what's the reason why the rabbis were concerned why you have to say, because you're worried about the husband, that the husband might come along and say, oh, the get wasn't written the Shema, or I didn't do it the right way, or he might come and, you know, cast aspersions on the get. He's bringing the get himself. Are you worried about he's going to come along and question the get? What's the reason why you have to say it before Nechtav? Because you're worried that the husband might come along and say, hey, it's a forge, I didn't have lishma, I didn't have kavana. But if the guy's bringing it himself, what bigger proof you want? So therefore, let's review now. We came out with tremendous chidushim over here at this piece of the Gemara. I'm going to review it outside now so you know exactly the conclusions that come out. First of all, we're learning now a case where a shaliach comes and brings the get, and he's not able to say b'fanai nechtam. Not able? Why is he not able? Now, the case is not talking about he's not able because he wasn't there. Maybe he didn't see the get written. Because then the Tosafot says the Gemara would have said ve'eno omer, and he doesn't say. Eno yachol sounds like he can't say. So you have to learn the case is talking about where potentially he saw the item being written, but for some reason he can't do it. So what's the case? Oh, the case. Now don't tell me the case is talking about where he sent a Hiresh to deliver a get. That cannot be the case because Hiresh is not valid to be a shaliach. Also, the case where he sent a regular intelligent human being, it's called the Pikeyah. He's walking to Jerusalem from Chutz La'aretz. He's got the get. Everything's fine. He gives the get to the lady. He's about to make the declaration, the Fanai Nechtam, Fanai Nechtam, but he lost it. He became a Hiresh. Oh, so now he's Eno Yachol. So now we want to know, what do you do with this get? So the Gemara says, don't worry, don't panic, we have a solution. Just find other people that can verify the testimony of these witnesses over here that signed it, and the get is kosher. That the signatures. They recognize their signatures. Their handwriting, oh yeah, we know these signatures, we know their handwriting, we can compare it to other documents, we know them. Oh, then the get is kosher. Now that only would work according to Rava. Because Rava's concern was what? That you need to, we're worried that the husband might come along and question the veracity of the get. So by koshering the witnesses, now the get of bad becomes kashir and it becomes above scrutiny. Beautiful. But according to Rabbah, we have a question. Because Rabbah's whole concern in Gittin was what? Lishma. That we're concerned the people, they don't know how to write a get lishma. They're good people. They signed witnesses, everything's nice, but they don't know the Shema. So what are you going to help me bring me two people and say, oh, I know their signatures. They're very good, you know their signatures, but the get was written with the wrong Kavanah. Verifying witness is not going to help you on the Shema. So the Gemara says, ah, you know what Rabbah will answer you? This is after Echar Shelamdu. This is talking about after the people in Chutzlars learned the law. When there was a period of time where they didn't know, now they know. Right. So once they know already, you don't have to say b'fanai nechtam. If you don't say b'fanai nechtam, it's not a problem. Just verify the witnesses and you're okay. I went about to the Shema. They learned. They know the law. Oh, so they know the law. So Rabba, what are you giving me a case? Give me a regular case where a guy sends a get with a shaliyah. According to you, you should tell me, so long as you know the witnesses are okay, you don't have to say b'fanai nechtam anymore. Because it's l'achar shelamdu. He says, you're right, it's lehar shelamdu, but I'm concerned that it might go back to its kilkul. You know, people learn today, they know it. They might forget it again. So therefore, the rabbis, they never undid their gizra. They kept their gizra. In fact, they always have to say b'fanai nechtam, even after they learned the laws of the Shema. Because they suspected it might go back to its old way. Oh, if you suspect it go back to its old way, so by the pikeyach, that became a shote also, we should suspect. He says, you're right, but what are you going to do? He says, yachol. We would make a suspect, but the guy can't say it. Oh, and since that's not a common case, it's not such a prevalent case that the chaos becomes a shoteh, so therefore we're not going to make a gizra on such a case. Oh, but you made a gizra by a lady. Because a lady, again, is a yachol. Anybody that's able to say, we're going to make a gizra because it's a similar case to a regular guy. Even though it's not prevalent, but it's similar to the situation where they all yachols. And by the way, even by the PK, I would make the gizah that she has to say it. But he became a shoteh, so what can he do? He can't say it, so I have no choice. Why doesn't the husband have to say it? Because the husband is, the biggest proof is he's not going to come to question the get, because he's bringing the get. Okay, that's the conclusion of that piece. Now it comes to Gemara further and says like this. Good. Nachon. Tashema. Gemara continues with the Tashema. The Ba'amine Shemuel Meravuna. Shemuel asked the question to Ravuna. Shnaim Sheviu get me Medinat Hayam. Okay, two guys have already get to Medinat Hayam. The guy appointed two Shilihim. He wanted to make sure it gets there. I had two Shilihim and to bring the get from Medinat Hayam. Sidichim Shiyamru Befanenu Nechtabu Befanenu Nechtam or En Sidichim. Do they have to say Befanai Nechtabu Befanai Nechtam or not? Amar Le En Sidichim. They don't have to say. Why not? So he says, Uma Ilu Yomru Befanenu Girsha Nilo Mehemne. Which means, if these two witnesses came along and they would have said, Befanenu Girsha, meaning, we saw the husband gave us the get to divorce his wife, or we saw the husband divorce his wife. There's nothing stronger than two witnesses. So therefore, these two witnesses don't have to say Befanai Nechtam, Befanai Nechtam, which means these guys over here, from the mere fact that they're coming to bring the get, so already that proves that what? That they were there, the husband gave it to them. And therefore there is no bigger proof that what? That the husband wanted to give them a get. There are two witnesses testimony the husband gave them the get. So they have to say Befanai Nechtam, Befanai Nechtam. So therefore he says they don't have to say it. So comes again, look at Rashi. שהביא את גיתו, שכתבו במדינת הים, הוא בא כאן לגרשה. טעמה מהי שנויה היא. כלומר, טעמה מהי יצריכו רבנן לכל שאלה לומר כאן משום חששה דמעת בעל מערער. שניים שביאו גט, שניהם נעשו שלוחים. ומה אילו יאמרו, כלומר, אם רצו, if these two guys, הן אומרים, אנו מעידים שגרשה, ונתן לה גט או לשלוחה גט. Which is, they could have testified, these guys, we saw the guy give the get, and they'd be believed. Or they could testify, we saw him give it to a shaliach. So two people are believed automatically. They don't have to say Befanai Nechtam. Rabba Niha, the Rabba Kasha. Again, according to Rabba, it's not a problem. Because according to Rabba, what's the reason you need the witnesses in the get? Right, you need the signatures. You need to testify the signatures. So therefore, in this case, when you have two, so I don't have to worry about these signatures. They themselves could have testified they saw the get being given. However, according to Rabba, what do I care if it's two people? Bottom, if the get's not written in the Shema, the get's not written in the Shema, it's not going to help me. So the Gemara says, "Am I asking?" And the Achal Shelamdu. Back to the same answer. So you know what the case is talking about over here? We're talking about a case where after Chutz La'aretz, people learned the law of the Shema. That's why we're not worried. Yacheh Hadname. Oh, if that's the case, so even one guy. Why did you give me two? Even one guy brings a get. He doesn't have to say it. Oh, we're worried about go back to its old way. Also, by two people as well. Now, betre demaiti gita milta de lo shchicha. Well, milta de lo shchicha, lo gazu barabaram. Well, that's not so common that you bring two people to bring a get. So in that case, we're not going to make a gezerah. Oh, because it's not so common. Oh, so in not common cases, you don't make gezerot. That isha, de lo shchicha, a lady bringing her own get to herself. It's not a common case. Vitnan. Haisha atzma mevi'a gita b'levad she atzma sedika lomar fanai nechtam fanai nechtam. And she starts saying fanai nechtam fanai nechtam, even though it's not common. So the Gemara says, shelo tahlok b'shlichut. Because we don't want to make a haluk between regular shlichut of one. Because if you're going to tell the lady doesn't have to say it, then you're going to go to a man doesn't have to say it. But when it comes to two people is not a common case, therefore they're not going to have to say it fanai nechtam. Iyake ba'al nameh. No, so the husband should also have to say it. Anama tanya, we don't know the brayta. Hu atzmo shevi gito. The husband himself that brings the get is not to say Befanai Nechtam, Befanai Nechtam. What's the reason why the rabbis say you have to say Befanai Nechtam, Befanai Nechtam? Dilma ate ba'al me'areru pasile. Because you're worried that the husband's going to come along and question the truth of the get. Hashtam min kat nakit nabi yadeh. He's bringing it in his own hands. Then ore ka me'areru aleh. He's not going to come to me'areru. So basically you have a repeat of the last Gemara, just with a different twist. The first case of the Gemara was a pikeyat that became a shoteh. Second case, which is not a prevalent case. That's why after the Chutz La'aretz, people learned the laws of the Shema, we're not going to mandate the guys to say, Befanai Nechtam, Befanai Nechtam, and he can't. So we're not going to be worried, we're not going to even worry about the Shema issue. Similarly, when two people are appointed to bring a get, it's also not a common case. After that, the people in Chutz La'aretz learned the laws of the Shema, we're not going to be concerned about the Shema issue in that case, and the get will be valid. Oh, so why don't you worry about when one guy brings the get? Now, one guy, you're right. We know they learned the laws. We're worried it might go back to its old way. Oh, so if you want to go back, so my two guys also. Two guys is not common. We're not going to make a gizera on something that's not a common case. Oh, a lady's not common. You're right, but a lady, one man, similar situation. Therefore, I'm not going to allow a lady to give a get without saying b'fanai nechtam, even though it's the har shelamdu. However, a man does not have to say. The husband himself does not have to say. Because what's the reason why you're saying b'fanai nechtam? Because maybe the husband is going to come and question the truth of the get. He's bringing the get. He's going to come along and be me'arayir. So that's the conclusion of that sugya as well. Okay, now the Gemara. I'm just going to read you one paragraph of it. He just gives a beautiful sikum. Bizman hazeh. In our times, גם בני מדינת הים יודעים שצריך לכתוב את הגט לשמה. Everybody knows today you have to write the get לשמה. ותקרת החמים ששני הסריך לומר פרי נכתב פרי נכתב. The only reason why the law still applies of a פרי נכתב is why? Because it might go back to its original kilkul. Now, even though the Hakamim did not make a difference between a shaliach or a lady or things like that, even though a lady's not such a common case, they didn't make a gizah in such cases, but in the case of two, they did not make a gizah. Because I guess one lady and one man is more similar than a case of two people in totatu. So if I let a lady not say b'fanai nechtav, you might come to let a man not make. But two people, no one's going to confuse two people with one man. And therefore it's not common, therefore the law is they did not make the same b'fanai nechtav. Just to crystallize, so everybody understands what we're saying now, I'll just give you some scenarios so you can work it out, the opinions that we're discussing over here. And this includes really what we learned on yesterday's daf as well. Keep in mind that there's two reasons basically, I'm repeating over and over again so you have it clear. There's two basic reasons why the rabbis mandated you have to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. Specifically, it's in a case where a guy's bringing a get from Chutz La'aretz, like we said, a guy's bringing from North Dakota to Jerusalem. Right, he's given the shaliach to get to carry from North Dakota to bring it to the Beit Din in Jerusalem. But when he gets to Jerusalem, the shaliach, before he gives it to this lady, he's got to say, "Farai nechtam, farai nechtam." Hey, what do you got to say that for? What does it mean even? I was there for the signing, I was there for the writing. So Rava comes along and says, I'll tell you why you got to do that. You know, I'm concerned, because if you're not going to say that, you're just going to give the get, the husband could come along now, and you know, it's a long distance from North Dakota to Jerusalem. Until it gets to the lady's hand, the husband has a lot of time to think. All of a sudden, the husband can come along now and say, "Hey, I never did this. It's a forged document. I don't know what you're talking about." Now, what's the shaliach? See, I'm stuck. What is he going to say? I don't know. I'm just a delivery boy. Now the guy's arguing. So you better verify this document. Okay, verify. You know what the best way to verify a document is? Get two witnesses that can come along and say, "I know the signatures." Great, but the problem is there's not too much traffic between North Dakota and Jerusalem. They're going to be able to find somebody that knows the handwriting of those signatories from North Dakota that are in Jerusalem now. So it's far-fetched to find it. So you know what the rabbi said? We got a better system. Let this shaliach come along and say, "B'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam," and we're going to give him the strength that his words can validate the shtar. Now if the husband comes along and says, "It's a forge," too late. This shaliach over here said he was there at the time that you wrote it. He was there at the time that they signed it. He's going to be the witness that testifies on the signatures. Oh, you're gonna ask me a question. You're going to tell me, how can he come and give such a testimony? He's only one witness. Because really, I'm reviewing for you, sugyote. Really, the whole concept of verifying the shtar from the Torah, you don't have to. Normally when a shtar comes into Beit Din with two witnesses, you assume it's kosher. You don't assume that a shtar is not good. The guy's not going to come and be a chutzpah, forge a document, witnesses. Torah says a shtar has ne'imanut. The rabbis came along and said, you know what? We don't trust. You better get two witnesses to testify on the witnesses that are written in the shtar. But they waived their law. They were lenient in the case of Aguna. Because if you're going to mandate two witnesses having to testify on the signatories, what's going to happen? Until you find another guy to testify, the lady's going to be hung up, she cannot get married. So they said only one, the shaliach will be enough. Good, that's Rava. Rava agrees with Rava. Well, you remember, yesterday, at the end of yesterday's suga, we said Rava really agrees with Rava as well. But he has an additional reason. What's his additional reason? He says, listen, the people in Chutz La'aretz, I don't care if you proved me the signatures. Very nice, you proved me the signatures, they signed it, very good. It's their signatures, their handwriting. But if the get was written not lishma, that means when they wrote the get, they were having coming out for a different lady that's written in the get, and they don't know that. They don't know. They just think the names have to be good. They don't know they have to have kavanah for the people. So therefore, the get is no good. It's not written in the Shas. It's not going to help you figuring out. So that's why Rava said that one of the reasons why you say Befanai Nichtav, that's like the Shaliyah coming along to say, I was there, and everything is on the up and up. It was written in the Shema. It's fine. Well, the way that she learned is by saying Befanai Nichtav was written in front of me, then the Beit Din is going to ask them, oh, you were at the signing of this Ketubah, was it written in the Shema? They're going to ask him, was it written in the Shema? He'll say, absolutely. Oh, so therefore again, it's going to be good. So that is Rabbah's opinion. Beautiful. So now, I just want to make a point, if I may. There is a practical nafka mina between the two reasons. One reason is going to be, let's say, what would you say in a case like this? Let's say they brought the get in North Dakota, was written, and they brought it in North Dakota, which means they brought it in the same city in Chutz La'aretz. Now, according to Rava, that says the whole reason is what, that you just need to verify the signatures. You would not have to say Befanai Nichtav, because you're in the same city, so you can be able to find witnesses that will be able to. In the event the husband comes along and says, hey, this get is a forge, no problem, get two guys in North Dakota, everybody's locals, they'll be able to verify. But according to Rabbah, in North Dakota, they don't know Lishma. And therefore, even if you're in the same city, you solve the verification issue, but you didn't solve the Lishma issue. So you're stuck. Then the get is not good. Such a get is not going to be a good get. According to Rabbah, that would be a practical nafkamina between Rabbah and Rabbah. Or another nafkamina will be where, let's say, two people brought the get from Chutz La'aretz. Two people bring a get from Chutz La'aretz. So according to Rabbah, I'm not worried. Once two people bring a get, so therefore you have no issues over here. Because why? Because when two people bring a get, they themselves can testify, we saw the get being given. We saw the shalai give the get. We saw the guy give the get to the shalai, which means two witnesses, you don't need to verify the shtar itself. Oh, but according to Rabbah, North Dakota, I don't care if it's 200 witnesses, you brought it from North Dakota, they don't really love the Shema. I don't care how many people. Oh, but after the people in North Dakota learned, because there was a history where they learned, even Rabbah will agree in this case, that what? That they don't have to say Befanai Nichtav, Befanai Nichtav. Why? Because they know the laws. Oh, so if they know the laws, so everybody knows the laws. So even one guy bringing from North Dakota. No. We're worried that it might go back to its old way. Oh, so here also, this is not such a common case that two people bring again. And they learned the laws, so we're not going to make a gezerah in a case that is prevalent. Comes the Gemara and continues. Tashema, we have a braita. Okay, guy brings a get from overseas. Vinatnula, and they give it to the lady. Vino amala befanai nechtav, befanai nechtav. And they didn't say befanai nechtav. He gave it a get, but he didn't make the proclamation. Im nitkayim bechotamav kasher. Again, if they were able to verify the witnesses on the shtar, the get is going to be kasher. Ve'im lav pasul. Okay, and if it's not, which means you have options. If you can't say Befanai Nichtav, option number two is what? Verify the witnesses. Haveh must be, the word haveh means must be, lo tzrichu lomar Befanai Nichtav, Befanai Nichtav lahmir aleha, ela lakel aleha. Which means the Befanai Nichtav is not a stringency, it's a leniency. Meaning, the rabbis allowed you to get away with a Befanai Nichtav instead of having to verify the witnesses. They didn't say you need both. You don't have to verify and say Befanai Nichtav. It's a leniency. If you can't verify, say Befanai Nichtav. If you can't say Befanai Nichtav, then you got to go back to the regular law of verification. So it's a leniency. Good. But what do you see from over here? That it's enough when you bring a get from Medinat Tayyam to just verify the witnesses. Who's that approved to? Rava. But it's a problem according to Rava. So the Gemara says, second word on the Rava, Niha, Le Rava, Kasha. Again, what is verifying the witness is going to prove to me to the Lishma factor? It's talking about, again, after they learned the laws of Lishma. Oh, but you just told me already that we're worried that it might go back to its old way. So the Gemara says, Kishin is set. Oh. You know what the case is talking about over here? The guy brought the get to Medina Tayyam. He didn't say Befanai Nichtav. They verified the witnesses. And then what? The lady got married. Oh, now even the Rabba is going to say, well, he got married, now already, and it's after Shilamdu, they know the laws. All right, in this case already, I'm not going to break the marriage. In this case, which is, if she didn't get married, I would have said, hey, don't do nothing. This is, you got to save it for an Ikhtam, because maybe the thing's going to go back like Kilkudo. But after the set, okay, she got married, even the Rabba will agree that it's okay. So comes the Gemara and says,
verify the witnesses.
You're right, but that doesn't take care of the Lishma. The verification takes care of the fact that they that's their signatures. Very good. But I that's what Rabba always says. Okay, so after the sit, look at Rashi. Rashi says kishin sit kevar umishum hay gezerah lo mafkinan mirem. We're not gonna now break up a marriage because of a gezerah that it might go back to its old way. If it was pre the marriage, of course we're going to stop it. But it happened already. We're not going to go so far. So comes the Gemara and says, very nice. Which means, then if the case is not in the set, the language of the Braita makes no sense. You're telling me that what? That it's a string, that it's a leniency before Nechtam, not a stringency. That's not so. We're only being lenient because they got married. But if they didn't get married, they'd have to say also mefanai nechtav, even though they verified the witnesses. So therefore, it's not a leniency. It's only a leniency because they got married. But if they didn't get married, it would be a stringency. You would need to say both. Verification of the witnesses plus the verification that it was nishma, mefanai nechtav. So the Gemara says, Hachi kamat, v'chi tema lachmir alea velafka. Maybe you're going to come along and want to be stringent and say, even after they get married, let them get rid of her because they didn't say lishma. Have lo must be lo tzrichul mafanechtav mafanechtav nachmir alea ela lakel alea, which means after the marriage it's a kula. Before the marriage you have to do both. You have to do mifanai nechtav and you got to verify witnesses. Or actually, by saying mifanai nechtav mafanai nechtav, that'll take care of everything. But the point is, after marriage, it's a kula. Even though Rabba says, we're worried about the gezerah, might go back to its old way. Okay, we have to get married, you have no choice. So that's the way Rabba will answer the situation. Comes again and says, Ta'amamai. What's the reason? Dilma ate ba'al me'areru pasil. Because the whole reason why you're concerned, why you have to verify the ishtar and make sure that it's lishma, because I'm worried the husband might come along and say, oh, the get wasn't written lishma. He might come along and question it. Hashta ba'al lo kamar'er. Anna nikum v'na'areru aleh. Already, she got married already. The husband never came yet. Well, I'm going to go now and make trouble. If the husband didn't come and make trouble, I'm going to come and make trouble, which means, what's the reason why you got to make sure, before I nechlam, before I nechtam? I'm worried. That's why I come along and say, oh, I didn't write it lishma. Oh, so you're worried now. But now anyway, she got married already. The husband didn't show up yet. You still want to make trouble? She, I mean, I'll make the trouble. You're right. But already, he didn't show up yet. The rabbis are not going to make a gizah. That's after Shalamdu, mind you. It's after they know the laws already. So they know the laws already. The guy didn't show up. So what do you want me to do now? Say what? They didn't know the law. He might show up. He didn't show up. The law is known already. She got married. How much you want? How far you want to go? But in a chenameh, if it was before they got married, even after Shilamdu, Rabbah's going to tell you, you got to say before Nechtav, you got to make sure this get is a Shema. But they know it already. Gezerah Shema Yachzor HaDavar LeKilkudo. Now comes the Gemara and says, just like we learned the Machlokat Rabbah and Rava, it's a similar Machlokat between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua. One rabbi is going to say the reason is because of Lishma, that's why I have to say before Nechtav. One's going to say in order to verify the witnesses, the signatures. So the Gemara says, Befluktad Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Had Amar Lefish Im Bikim Lishma. That we don't know which one said what. So the Gemara says, "Tistayim." We can conclude that the Yoshua ben Nevi who damal lefish em bekiin lishma. It's the Yoshua ben Nevi that he's the one that holds that it's the lishma factor. How do you know? The Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. There was a story. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba one time. Aite gita lekamed Rabbi Yoshua ben Nevi. Good. He brought a get in front of Rabbi Yoshua ben Nevi. The Amar Le Serichna Le Memar Befanai Nechtav Ubefanai Nechtav Olo. He has to be Yeshua, Rabbi. I'm the Shalit. Do I have to say Befanai Nechtav Befanai Nechtav? Amar Le Lo Serichat. You don't have to. Why? Lo Amru Ela Bedorot Rishonim Sheem Bekiim Nishma. That was only in the earlier generations where the Chutzta Aretz people didn't know the laws of Nishma. Ava Bedorot Acharonim. But in the later generations, the Bekiim Nishma Lo. Tistayim, conclusion, which means you see that Rabbi Yoshua was only concerned about what? He was only worried about the lishma factor. Right? Right? We didn't get that yet. But you see that what his issue was only grappling with was what? Lishma. So the Gemara says, wait. You proved it very nicely beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Yeshua's concern is only a lishma factor, but you have a problem. The Gemara says, v'tisbera. Is the story accurate? V'haraba itle d'rava. First of all, even the rabbi that goes with the lishma factor, he also agrees with that you have to verify the signatures. So therefore, he does. You don't got to say for nine nichtav. What do you mean? Forget about the lishma, but you got to verify the signatures. Even the rabbi agrees to rava. And secondly, the od ha'amirin shema yachzor davar lekilkulo. Didn't we say that even after shelamdu, you still got to be concerned because the item might go back to its original kilkul? We're missing a fact in this story that's integral. When Rabbi Shimon brought the get, he wasn't alone. There was somebody else with him. Now that changes the whole dynamics of the story. Once there's somebody else with him, so he asked the rabbi, do I have to deal with this lishma business? Not in lishma business you don't have to deal with. You know why? Because they know the laws. Two people is not shechiyah. Two people not shechiyah, we're not going to make it against nonsense, it's not shechiyah. And now I don't have to verify signatures because we know once there's two witnesses, nothing stronger than that. So why don't you, by the way, you know how to tell me a story? How come you didn't tell me when the Rabbi Shimon was walking, there was another guy with him? Out of kavod to the Rabbi Shimon, we don't want to say there was another guy with him. We wanted to give the story, the Rabbi Shimon came to deliver the gift. But in truth, you have to say there was somebody else. But bottom line, what do you prove from this story? That Rabbi Yeshua indeed was concerned about the lishma factor, like Rabbi, proof positive. Comes to Gemara, continues. Itmar. Now we get to a situation that we discussed earlier in the Masechet. Now we're going to analyze it. Let's go back ourselves outside for a minute. The Shaliach brings the get from the Chutz La'aretz. So we learned that he can't just give it to the lady in private. He's got to give it in front of witnesses. So we had a mahloket. Does he give it in front of two witnesses or three witnesses? Like, again, I want you to get the situation. North Dakota. He went, the husband gave the Shaliach a get. Shaliach got the get. I want you to go to Jerusalem, give the get to my wife. He makes the trip to Jerusalem. The wife's there. But what? He can't just give it over to Zerisus from your husband. You need witnesses to see the Shaliach give over the get. So look, either two witnesses or three witnesses. Now we got to really explain the logic. Why would you need two witnesses? Why would you need three witnesses? And that's what the Gemara is going to do immediately. Comes the Gemara and says, oh, we have to see. That's a good question. We have to see if the Shaliach can be one witness. Itmar, bifne kama notno la.
Lecture note on.
In front of how many witnesses do you give the get to? Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Hanina. Machlokin. Had amar bifne shnayim, v'had amar bifne shlosha. Good. Now we don't know who said what. Tistayim de Rabbi Yohanan u damar bifne shnayim. I'll prove it to you that Rabbi Yohanan must be the one that you only need two. Why? Story. The Ravin bar of Chazda Aitegi Talikimad Rabbi Hanan. Ravin brought a get for Rabbi Hanan. The Amar there, Rabbi Hanan told him, Zil Havla Ba'apetre. He told him, give the get in front of two. So you see, Rabbi Hanan must be the president of Jerry too. The Emaleu Befanan Echtab Befanan Echtab. And say Befanan Echtab in front of the two witnesses. This day in, proof positive. Now we want
to. What do you have to say if there's. Oh, say in front of two.
Right, it's one shaliach in front of two witnesses. So he has to say b'fanai nichtav because he's only one guy in front of the two witnesses. Now, lema b'haka mepalge. Now let's understand the nature of their argument. Why two? Why three? Deman d'amar b'fnei shnayim kasabar lefi she'en b'kiim nishma. Oh, you know why two is enough? Because the whole reason why you're coming to say b'fanai nichtav is to testify that the get was written nishma. So it's enough once you testify in front of two people, you're telling two witnesses, I'm telling you the get was lishma. That's enough. However, uman dama b'fnei shlosha kasaba lefi she'en edim misrim lekayemo. Now, when you have three people is considered a beti. We have a law. To validate a shtar, validations of shtarot can only be done in front of beti. So the opinion that's going to say three must hold that the reason why he's saying Mefunayich Nefesh is because he's coming to testify that the witnesses' signatures are their signatures, that you know that they are valid. That, to validate a shtar, has to be done in front of three, because that's a bet din. You got to understand the machloket that we're explaining over here. We want to say machloket 2 and 3. What's the logic of 2 and 3? Go back to that old machloket, Abba and Abba. Is it lishma or is it for the kiyum? If you're telling me it's lishma, what is the shtar basically coming to say? I'm telling you to get his lishma. All you got to do is say that in front of 2 witnesses. So those 2 witnesses hear testimony, because this shtar is not going to always be around. This shtar is going back home. So now if the husband comes along, we got 2 witnesses on record, they heard the guy say it was lishma, very nice. But if you learn that the reason why he's saying Mefunai Nechtav is to validate the shtar, to say that the signatures are the signatures, that validation or kiyum shtarot can only be done in front of a beti. That's what you have to have, 3 kosheris of beti. Gemara says v'tisbira. Now you want to tell me that Rabbi Yohanan, based on that story that we just said, he's the one that you say you need 2 witnesses, right? And his reason is because of lishma. Now let's speak outside for a second. We just had a machloket, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yohanan, right above. We had a machloket. One says lishma, one says kiyum shtarot. And we proved that Rabbi Yoshua was the one that said lishma. Must be Rabbi Yohanan, must be the opinion that says kiyum. So therefore, how could you tell me then, in this sugya, Rabbi Yohanan is the one that says lishma? I repeat, we had a machloket above Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yohanan. We said, oh, you know what? Rabbi Yoshua is the one that says lishma. Must be process of elimination. Rabbi Yohanan must be old. Kiyum shtarot. And then you come in this sugya and tell me, oh, Rabbi Yohanan holds you only need 2 witnesses because he holds the reason of lishma. Hold it. We just learned the last sugya. Rabbi Yohanan must be the opinion that says kiyum shtarot. If he holds kiyum shtarot, you should need 3. So the Gemara says, v'tispera hamid Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi amar lefi shem b'kin lishma. And the last sugya you told me Rabbi Yoshua is the one that says lishma. Rabbi Yohanan amar lefi shem adim usul kayemo. And then over here, how can you tell me that only 2? If it's for kiyum, you need 3. And anyway, even if the opinion that holds of lishma also holds of kiyum, so therefore you should always need 3, no matter what you hold, Rabba. Even if you hold like the lishma reason, even the lishma reason holds that you have to validate the shtar. So therefore, you should always need 3. So now we got to go back and revamp. What is the machloket between the rabbi that says 2 and the rabbi that says 3? So the Gemara says, Ela. V'kul alma ba'inan edim mitsuyim dekayemo. Oh, you know what? Everybody holds the reason is edim mitsuyim dekayemo. And therefore, technically, you should have to say this testimony in front of 3. Oh, so then why does the rabbi say 2? V'hacha b'shaliach na'asa ed. The question is like this: can you use the shaliach as one of the guys? Now we know a shaliach can be a witness, because he's a witness in this case. He's the one saying Mefunai Nechtav. But the question is, can you also use a witness as a judge? Now, ma dabar b'fnei shnayim, the opinion that says in front of 2, kasa bar shaliach nasa ed, ve'ed nasa dayan, and therefore you have 3. You have the 2 guys that were there, and you have the shaliach himself. That's 3 judges. Uman de amar b'fnei shlosha kasra shaliach na'asa ed. He says, yeah, the shaliach can become a witness, but he can't become a judge. Ve'en ed na'asa dayan. But the witness cannot become a judge, and therefore you're going to need 3 besides the shaliach, which means everybody's going to hold, in principle, you need 3. The question is, how are you getting the 3? So, one rabbi says, well, in this case, all you need is 2, technically, because you can get the shaliach as one of the judges. And the other says, no, you can't get the shaliach. Now, so therefore you need 3 besides. Very good. And everybody knows the reason is kiyum. That's what you need in front of a beti. Only problem is, the Gemara says. Now, let's talk out for a second. This whole business of kiyum shtarot, as I told you earlier in the sugya today, it's all rabbinical. Minat Torah, you don't have to validate a shtar. When you bring a shtar to Beti with 2 witnesses, the assumption that Torah is kosher. The rabbis came along and started to say this whole business over there, you got to validate. So the Gemara says, V'hak kain ma'alam b'drabbanan, de'ed na'ase dayan. On rabbinical situations, everybody agrees you could use the shaliach as an ed, and then you can use him as a judge. So therefore, you can't tell me that's a machloket over here, can you count the shaliach as a judge? Because in a rabbinical situation like this, everybody says you can. So we got to revamp the machloket again. What's the machloket in the rabbi that says 3? And what's the machloket in the rabbi that says 2? The argument is like this. demor sabar kevan de isha kishera lehavi et haget. Oh, beautiful. Could a lady bring her own get?
Yeah.
It's possible. Now, zimnin de maita le itita. Maybe a lady is going to bring her own get. Like we said, the husband tells her, you bring the get, and when you get to Jerusalem, the get is going to be hal, when you present it in front of the betin. Oh, what's going to happen? Vesamche ala. They're going to come along and use her as the third judge. You're not allowed to use a lady as a judge. So therefore, we made a gezerah. You can, even though it's rabbinical, but you know what? You need three. You need three besides the shaliach. Why? Gezerah. Three besides the shaliach. Even though you can count the shaliach. You're right, but I'm worried that the lady might be the shaliach. And what's going to end up happening? You might count her. You can't count her as the judge. And the other rabbi says, "V'idach isha medayya dai velosam chiala." Everybody knows you can't use a lady as a judge. So therefore, just use two plus the shaliyah. So they really, everybody holds you need three. That's not a question. How are you going to get? And everybody holds, really, generally speaking, the ed can become the judge. But in this case, the suspicion, since a lady is kosher to bring the get, we're worried that what if you're allowed to use the shaliyah as a judge, you might use the lady now. It's invalid. The other rabbi says, no. Just use two and the guy. I'm not worried in the case where the lady brings it, they're going to come and use two and her. People know the law. People are not going to make a mistake between a man and a lady sitting on a court. So therefore, that is the machloket. Comes the Gemara and then says, Tanya kevated Rabbi Yohanan. Then we have a braita to support Rabbi Yohanan. What's the case? And if he gave me that tayam. This is an interesting case. A guy brought a get from Chutz La'aretz. The case we've been talking about till now. Vinatnula, he gave it to the lady. The shaliyah gave it to the lady. Velo amale b'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam. Oh, but he didn't say the famous words. B'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam. Yotzi v'avalad mamzer devrei Rabbi Meir. Wow. Rabbi Meir says, the get is not a get. You didn't do the proper language. And therefore, you have to what? Divorced. And the kids now, if they had kids, mamzerim, you're still married. It's unbelievable. Now, the hachamim omrim, the rabbis come along and say, "Ein avalad mamzer." No, it's not avalad mamzer. But what do you mean? You didn't say b'fanai nechtav. We can fix it. How do you fix it? Kesad yase yitelenu hemenu. Take the get back, give it to the shaliach again. V'yazor v'yitelenu la b'fnei shnayim v'yomar b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtav. So you see, you can redo. We have a redo according to the rabbi. Take the get back. Say b'fanai nechtav. You cannot say it after. It has to be said it at the time of the giving. So take it back. Now, how many people do you have to say it in front of?
Two.
So you see, Rabbi Yohanan holds what? Two. Why? Because two plus the shaliach, there's your three. So we just proved the bright that Rabbi Yohanan must be the opinion that says you only need two. Now, the question is, Rabbi Meir's got a very strict shita. I mean, I understand what the rabbi said. The guy forgot to say b'fanai nechtav. He didn't say it. So then you know what they say? Okay, no problem. She got married already, whatever. She said, so no problem. She said, you know what? Just give the get back and redo it. Which means she didn't get kids right away. We're talking about a case where it happened immediately. We're just trying to say if they would go forward, meaning if she would continue in this way. But you can fix it right away. The rabbi said, how do you fix it? Do over, get the get back. Say, b'fanai nechtav. Now the Gemara comes along and says, hold on, v'rebi me'ir. Mishum delo amad b'fanai nechtav yotzi v'amalad mamzer. Which means it was a mistake. Which means the guy obviously saw the things that happened. He just didn't say it. So you tell me because the guy forgot to say the word b'fanai nechtav. What's the proof that he forgot? Because the rabbi is letting him do a do-over. So the guy's not trying to fool around. He just forgot the statement. So the Bibi is so strict. You give a get because she didn't say these words. Okay, forgot to say the words. You're going to say now that if she goes and gets married to somebody else, the get's not a get. The kids are mamzerim. Kibra says yes, indeed. You know why? In Rabbi Meir le'ta'ame de'amar Rabbi Huenuna meshemet de'ola omer ayah Rabbi Meir kol ha'meshane me'matbeya shetavu hachemim begitin yotzi v'avlad mamzeh. Rabbi Meir has a very, very strict shita by get. You change from the text that the rabbi said, it's invalid, but had a good intention, I meant it. You didn't say the words that the rabbis established in getin. The get is not a get, and now if she gets married, we're using this get, the children will be considered mamzerim. Look at Rashi, just the bottom there. Mishum de lo amar, you'll see, mitmiah, that get kasheru. The get is kasheru b'fanav nechtav. And the get was written in front of the Shaliyah. Umishum delo amar, havi velad mamzer? Just because he didn't say it, you know what Rabbi Meir says? Yes. The rabbis don't go that far. The rabbi says, I agree. At in this stage, until you do the do-over, no good. But they're allowing it to be done again. Give the get back. Let the guy say, Bifanai nikhtav. Now the whole question to Safor has over here.
Do-over.
Because she didn't say Bifanai nikhtav.
She's married already.
No, she didn't get married, I'm telling you. She didn't get married.
Why? What's the point of saying she has a Vlad?
No. What Rabbi Meir is saying is that at this point over here, she's married. How married? That if she would get married to somebody else, the Vlad's going to be... That's why you're right. According to Rabbi Meir, you better fix it now. No do-overs. Start again. Take two. Start again. Do the whole thing over again. Because you were mishaneh. The rabbis come along and say, I agree. Right now, she's in trouble. Get was not given. But you know what? Redo. So Tosafot just has a question over here. You see that what? They don't let her hold the get and just let the Shaliyah come along and say, Bifanai nechtav. It's got to be re-given over again. So you see that the Bifanai nechtav has to be said at the time of the giving. That's why they make him take it back. So Tosafot just has a question. Let's say if you gave it... and you said Bifanai nechtav toch kedei dibur of the giving. Is that considered like you did it at the time of the giving? Or not? Look at Tosfot, the bottom Tosfot. Yitanenu. Hemena v'yalzo v'yitanenu v'yomar. Mikan mashma. Ditzarich lomar b'sha'at netina. Bifanai nechtav. Medekamar yitanenu hemenu. V'wadin lachar netina. Good. It works. Why shouldn't it work? Toke de dibur, it's like at the time. But the ka'ama le'esh natnu la kashiya pikayach v'lo espik lomar b'fanai nechtav ad shetharesh. Aval l'hak de dibur mesafka. Oh, he Tosfot has, Tosfot brings a good proof. He gave the get, remember the case we learned earlier this morning? He gave the get and he became a shoteh. That means he gave it. Obviously he was going to say toke de dibur b'fanai nechtav and then he became a shoteh. So toke de dibur works. Tosfot has a safek, does even after Toch Kedei Dibur work? How? So he says, Aval lachar Kedei Dibur mesafka leri imahani kozman sha'asukim bi'oto inyan. Because maybe as long as you're involved in giving the get and she's receiving it, so that's considered you're involved in the subject. See, even though 3 seconds passed, the Toch Kedei Dibur slot, but maybe since you're involved in the subject, it's still considered you're connected. Or maybe, olav. Now, v'kodim netina, and saying it before the giving, that's another safek. I mean, let's say the guy says, Bifanai nechtav, Bifanai nechtav, and then gives it. That's another safek. But the case that for sure works is at the time of the giving, he has to say Bifanai nechtav. And if he didn't, the Bimi says, you got to start the process from beginning, rip up the gate, start from the beginning, because you will be shanef from Admeh, which is Tvach HaKamim, and Rabbanan make you do a do-over. Baruch Allah,